大家好，平安。My name is 我中文名字叫洪明林。
I'm Beatrice Ang.
And I praise God for the opportunity to be here this morning.
我感谢神今天早上有这个机会来到我们当中。
But I have to be honest.
但是我要很诚实的说。
When I have to speak in public, I get very nervous.
我要对众人讲话的时候，我是非常的害怕。
However, I do it because it is my calling.
但是我还是要做，因为这是神给我的呼召。
我什么意思？我什么意思 ？What do I mean？
我的意思是什么？
我的意思是什么？谢谢，对不起。For my doctorate, I am studying the Church Father John Chrysostom.
我在做我的博士学习的时候，我现在正在看一个教父，就是 Chrysostom.
He was a good preacher.
It was a good
preacher.
他是一个很会讲道的人。
But in his youth, he tried his best to avoid being ordained into the priesthood.
但是他年轻的时候呢，他一直不想被按立。
He knew what a difficult job it was.
因为他知道做一个牧师是一个非常难的事情。
For example, if he was too strict, people would complain.
如果他太严格了，可能人会埋怨。
If he was too lenient, the church would lack discipline.
如果他太宽松的话，可能教会呢就没有这个节制了。
He is responsible for so many people who often do not appreciate what he does.
所以作为一个牧者，可能要负责很多的事情而不讨好。
When I told my dad about Chrysostom, he was surprised.
当我跟我的父亲分享 Chrysostom 的时候呢，我的父亲有点惊讶。
My dad thought all pastors become pastors because they like the job.
所有做牧师的，他们所谓做牧师，主要是因为他们喜欢做牧师。或者认为做牧师很好。
I told him, actually, for many, it is a labor of love and a sacrifice.
但其实作为一个牧师，实在是一个辛苦的付出。
The church needs pastors.
教会还是需要好的牧者。
That's why, even though it's difficult and we often feel inadequate, we do our best to step up.
因此虽然很艰难，我们还是要尽我们的最好的力量，能够来服侍教会。
Not only are pastors and Christian ministers expected to do many things, but you, me, as students, we have the added burden of schoolwork.
不是已经现任的这些传道人或者牧者要做很多的事情我们做学生的，对我们也都有很多的期待。
We have other responsibilities as well to family, friends, maybe even to a husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend.
我们还有很多其他的责任，也许对你的家庭、你的子女或者你的男朋友、女朋友。
Relationships take a lot of work, don't they?
这个要建立关系是需要付很多的付出。
As a result, we begin to struggle.
因此呢，我们就会有很多的挣扎。
We might struggle in submitting school assignments on time.
甚至我们就要赶着作业，要能够按时候来提交。
We might show up to weekend ministry unprepared.
有些时候我们这个周末的实习就没有好好的准备。
We might not have time for family or friends.
甚至可能我们应该给家庭朋友的这个时间就没了。
In other words, we end up doing too much for God.But maybe doing nothing excellently.
所以呢，结果呢，可能我们好像为神做了很多事，但是最后都不是最精的，也不是最好的。
Let me repeat: we do too much for God, but we do nothing with excellence.
我们为神做很多事，但是没有一样是精的。
I wonder what could be behind our attitude.
我不知道我们每个人，我们背后我们的心态是如何。
Is it because deep down we think God will understand if we are not ready?
有些时候我们没有好好准备的时候，我们会不会这样想？反正上帝很有仁慈吧。
Do we think the Holy Spirit is there to clean up our mess?
或者说我们做不好的，圣灵会在那边把它清理。
Jesus' disciples were also very enthusiastic, but they missed the point of what it means to serve Jesus.
耶稣的门徒他们也很乐意要服侍，但是有些时候他们却失去了那个意义。
They thought for sure that when Jesus fulfilled prophecy, sitting on the back of a donkey as he rode into Jerusalem, that this would be the time of the Messiah.
所以当他们看到耶稣坐在这个小炉具上面进入耶路撒冷城，他们可能好像很有信心的样子，这个就是弥赛亚的这个成全或者应验了。
Even when Jesus spoke against Jerusalem and its temple instead of against the Romans, they weren't afraid.
所以当耶稣来责备这个耶路撒冷的时候，而不是来控告这个罗马他们也觉得说很有自信。
If there was going to be a war, they would be soldiers on the side of the victorious king.
如果真的要打仗的话他们是站在这个胜利者的这一边。
What could possibly go wrong for them?
所以对这些门徒来说可以说样样都好。
So at one point they got the Lord alone.
所以有一次他们跟主单独在一起。
And asked him, Lord, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?
所以他们也问了我们的主这些事情什么时候会发生呢？在末后的日子有什么预兆呢？
To the disciples, the end of the age would mean their entrance into the kingdom of heaven and the receiving of their rewards.
对这些门徒来说，这个末后的日子来到，也就是象征着他们要得到他们的赏赐。
I'm sure Jesus could hear the excitement in their voices.
耶稣可以听到他们这个声音的兴奋。
They are like soldiers and a general meeting in secret in the dead of the night.
他们好像在一个黑夜里面，一个将军跟他的这些兵士在讨论。
Telling their leader, "Tell us your plan. When the time is near, we will rally the people behind you. We will support you."
所以对他们的领袖，他们这样说：告诉我们你的计划是什么，我们一定会全力支持。
Jesus knew their thoughts about him.
耶稣也知道他们对他是怎么想的。
So I find it remarkable that he gave them a parable as far away from politics as anything could be.
但是我也觉得很有意思。当耶稣回答的时候，是用一个这个比喻，但是跟政治完全没有关系的。
He gave them a wedding.
耶稣讲的这个比喻是关于一个婚宴的事情。
We read the text already a while ago, so let me try to tell it in the way that the disciples would have heard it.
我们已经读了这段经文，但是让我重复再按照这个门徒可能想象的那个方式来理解这个故事。
Then Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish, for the wise brought extra oil with their lamps, but the foolish did not."
天国呢就好像是个童女，五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的，他们准备要去迎接这个新郎。
Think of that, 10 virgins.
我们可以想象十个童贞女。
Most likely they were bridesmaids.
很可能他们就是这个伴娘。
Young, inexperienced, very excited about the wedding.
非常的年轻，也没有什么经验，但是非常兴奋要参加这个婚礼。
According to the custom at that time, after a man and a woman get engaged, the man would go away to prepare a house for himself and his bride.
按照当时的这个习俗，两个人订婚之后，这个男生呢就要出去，要为他们来准备一个地方，可以然后再结婚。
No one knew how long that could take. It could take even months.
原则上没有人知道说这个新郎需要多少的时间去预备，可能是好几个月。
So day after day, the bride's family and friends would wait until finally word would come from the bridegroom that the house is finished and he would be coming for his bride.
所以这个准新娘子跟她的家人要一直等，等到有一天他们拿到这个消息说这个已经准备好了。
The wedding could finally take place.
然后这个婚礼呢就可以这个开始了。
So when the 10 bridesmaids in our story hear that the bridegroom is coming, they prepare themselves for the special occasion.
所以这个故事里面的这十个童女，当他们听到这个新郎快要来了，所以他们也准备要来迎接。
Their duty is to welcome the groom during the night.
所以他们的这个责任呢，就在这个晚上的时候来迎接这个新郎。
So they would welcome him into the bride's house, and then they would escort the bride and the groom back to the groom's house. It is there in the bridegroom's house where the feast would begin.
所以他们呢，就要在这个新娘的家 来迎接这个新郎，然后再送这个这对新的新婚夫妇到这个男方的家，然后这个宴会就开始了。
Since it is night time, they will need their lamps to fulfill their duties.
因为是在晚上，所以他们需要有这个灯火。
Take note that these types of lamps will continue burning only as long as there is oil.
当然我们知道他们所用的这个灯需要一直加油，这个灯才会继续的发光。
So as night begins to fall, the virgins leave the bride to herself and go to wait for the bridegroom.
所以呢，他们这四个童女呢，就在那边等候这个新郎。
They must have sat down in an outer room.
他们应该是坐在一个外面的一个房间。
There was no electricity back then, so the light of the lamps would have served as their only source of light.
当时应该没有像我们今天有这个电流，所以他们就是只靠这个灯的光。
So imagine in the lamplight, you can see their eyes shining, their cheeks rosy, their lips chattering enthusiastically about the feast, what the feast might be like, or which friends they might see.
这个灯光照在他们脸上的时候，我们可以想象他们一定也是很高兴，也是很兴奋。可能他们也在想象到底那个婚宴是会多热闹呢。
But then an hour passes by.
但是一个小时过去了。
A few of them nod off to sleep.
有的人就打盹睡着了。
They've been awake since morning, so it's understandable that they're tired.
因为他们从早就已经等到晚上了。
After another hour, a few more doze off.
再过一个时辰，又有一些人他们也睡着了。
Soon everybody's asleep.
最后每个人都睡着了。
The lamps forgotten on the side are still burning.
但是这个放在旁边的这个灯火还是继续的燃烧。
It's midnight when the cry comes. The bridegroom has arrived. Come out to meet him.
所以到了这个半夜的时候，他们才听到这个宣告说新郎来了。
The virgins are jolted awake.
这些童女他们都醒过来。
They hurry to straighten their clothes and their hair. They pick up their lamps.
他们自己再整理一下，要拿起他们的灯。
The five who brought extra oil quickly refill theirs.
所以这些有带油的五位，他们就在这个灯里面再把油倒进去。
But the other five who did not bring extra are panicking.
但这另外五个没有准备油的，他们就非常的张狂了。
Our lamps are going out, they appeal to the wiser friends.
所以这五个愚拙的就对那五个聪明的说：“哎，我们的灯快要灭了。
”Give us some of your oil.
你可以分一点油给我们吗？
And the friend said, I'm sorry, but there's not enough for us and you.
但这另外一位说对不起，我想我们所预备的不够我们一起用的。
There won't be enough for the procession.
因为我们还有这个游行。
What would the bridegroom say?
到时候这个新郎会怎么说呢？
On the most important day of their lives, will they be met with darkness?
到一个时候是不是他们都会在黑暗里面呢？
Go rather to the markets and buy oil.
你们自己去市场里面买油吧。
So the foolish, unprepared virgins, they go away to buy the oil.
所以这五个愚拙的，他们就出去买油了。
But as they are going to buy it, the bridegroom comes.
但当他们去的时候，这个新郎就来到了。
And those who are ready go with him to the feast.
那些准备好的就跟他一起去参加这个婚宴。
What of the foolish virgins?What of?
而这些愚拙的怎么办呢
？Since it is after midnight, no store is open to help them.
那个半夜哪里有卖油呢
？They are gone a long time.
他们去了很久。
When they make it at last to the bridegroom's house, they pound at the door. Lord, Lord, open up to us.
所以最后他们来到这个新郎的房子，门已经关了，他们就喊叫说：“为我们开门吧。
”But in the midst of the celebration.The bridegroom's voice issues forth.
但是在这个婚宴的过程的当中，这个新郎就回应他们。
Truly, I say to you.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
I do not know you.
我从来不认识你们。
What a sad ending.
非常悲惨的一个结果。
I imagine the disciples must have scratched their heads.
可能这些门徒听了这个故事，也在抓抓他们的头发。
Lord, we're just asking about the time of your coming.
主要我们是问你，你什么时候这个末世会来到呢
？Why are you talking about being ready and not being ready?
为什么你这里讲的好像是说准备好还是没有准备好
？Also, what a bad ending for the foolish young virgins.
并且对这五个愚拙的，哇，他们的结局很悲惨。
What's wrong with being a little excited?
啊，这个有一点兴奋，又有什么问题呢？
Technically, you could argue the foolish virgins were far more commendable.
啊，其实你可以说这些愚拙的，很可能应该是可以更加推荐他们的。
They expected the bridegroom to come on time.
啊，因为他们认为这个新郎应该要按时候来到。
That's why they didn't bother bringing extra oil.
所以他们就没有准备啊足够的油。
Isn't that great faith?
这个不是很有信心吗？
That's how we reason sometimes, right?
可能有些时候我们也是这样的来说理由。
Lord, please bless this paper I wrote.
主啊，你要赐福我所要写的这个文章。
I didn't have time to work hard on it.
我没有太多时间能够好好的写。
But please talk to Reverend Howe and tell him to give me an A.
但是请你告诉刘宝成牧师要给我一个 A。
I claim your promise. Whatever you ask for in faith, you will receive.
我要抓住你的应许，因为你说，无论你奉我的名求什么，都要给你。
Okay, that's one way of looking at it.
这个是可以这样从一个角度来说的。
But I wonder what will happen if we could take a step, go inside the minds of the foolish virgins.
但是呢，如果我们再进一步进到这五个愚拙的童女的头脑里面去。
What would we see inside their heads?
我们在他的头脑里面会看到什么东西呢？
I think we will see the bridesmaids.
可能我们看到这些这个伴娘。
Right at the center.
他们就站在中间。
Dancing in the procession.
在这个游行的时候，他们在跳舞。
Eating at the feast.
在这个婚宴里面吃。
They are happy. They're having fun.
他们非常的高兴非常的享受。
Is that good or bad?
这个好不好呢？
Doesn't seem bad, right?
这个当然也很好。
But what if we look into the minds of the wise virgins?
但是呢，我们进入到这些聪明的女子的头脑里面。
What would we see?
我们会看到什么呢？
I think we will see the bridegroom and the bride.
但我们所看到的不但是看到新娘，也会看到新郎。
How radiant and how happy they look！
这对新婚夫妇是多么的光彩，多么的高兴。
We won't actually see much of the bridesmaids; they're just in the background.
我们很可能不会去注意到这些伴娘的角色，因为他们就站在后面。
But look at the lights that they're carrying.
但是呢，我们会看到他们拿着的这个灯火。
Floating, shining like yellow stars in the night.
在这个黑夜的里面，好像小星星这样的流着。
Look how they illuminate the procession.
所以他们这个灯光就在这个游行的当中作为一个引导的。
Look at how they display the handsomeness of the bridegroom, the gracefulness of the bride.
这个灯光可以把这个新郎跟新娘他们的美貌照出来。
Now I see.
现在我看到。
Now I understand.
现在我也明白了。
The wise virgins were not wise because they knew when the bride was coming.
所以聪明的 这五个女子，她们所谓聪明，不是因为她们知道新郎什么时候来。
But they are rightly called wise because in the midst of their excitement, they placed value on their responsibility.
而是在她们这个很兴奋的当中。他们更注意的是他们的责任是什么
？Why？
为什么呢
？Because they knew who the real focus of that special day was.
因为他们知道这个特别的日子的焦点应该是谁。
I remember being invited to a wedding by a good friend.
我记得有一个好朋友邀请我去参加一个婚宴。
On the invitation card, she wrote, "You don't have to bring gifts, but please, please come on time."
在这个邀请卡上是写着，你不用带礼物，但是请你准时参加。
However, in spite of the special request, only a few came on time.
但是呢，来参加的人呢，也只有寥寥几个是准时的。
A majority of the guests were as usual late.
有更多的这些客人。还是跟平常一样都是迟到的。
Who do you think were the few that honored the wishes of the bride?
你认为这几个准时的人
，It was her,
是谁呢？
It was her closest friends.
就是她最亲密的朋友。
See, the foolish concern themselves with dates and times.
所以那些愚拙的可能他们想的是日期时间。
The wise concern themselves with the bridegroom.
但是呢，这个聪明的人是想到那个新郎。
The foolish ask when, and they stop at that question.
这个愚拙的，他们只问何时就停下来了。
The wise ask, how should we prepare for your coming?
而聪明的是问，我们应该如何为这场婚宴来准备。
When your eyes are fixed on the bridegroom, you don't just think about getting things done. You think about getting them done excellently.
所以当你的焦点是放在新郎的身上的时候，你不单单想到说你该做什么，并且你要想到说我要如何能够做得最好。
The virgins in the parable were just bridesmaids, but their duty was important to the bridegroom.
虽然这十个童女可能她们只是伴娘，但是她们对新郎来说是很重要的。
So we cannot ever say, I'm not a pastor, I'm just a volunteer.
所以你，请你不要说我不是牧师，我只是一个帮手而已。
No one looks at what I do or listens to what I say.
所以没有人会看我做什么或听我说什么。
We can't ever say, my grades are always C's and D's. There's no point in studying anymore.
My grades are very low. Yeah. 也许你会说我的分数都很低，都是 C 跟 D， 所以也不需要太用功去读吧。
We can't ever say the subject I teach isn't as important as the others. Who cares if I prepare?
做老师的可能你不老师的不能够说我这个科目不会比其他的老师重要，所以我不一定要好好准备。
Remember, whatever you do for the Lord will reflect how you view the Lord.
我们要记得，我们如何为主做一件事情，就反映我们怎么样看我们的主。
Going back to the story, as Jesus finishes his parable, he looks at his disciples solemnly and says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the day and the hour."
当我们回到这个经文的时候，耶稣最后看着他的门徒，对他们说：“所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。”
You may ask, how does this apply to me? I don't live in the last days.
也许你会说，我不住在末后的日子，这个跟我有什么关系呢？
The disciples didn't live in the last days either, even though they thought they did.
虽然当时的门徒认为他们是在末后的日子，虽然不是，但是他们还是这样。
But it applies to them, it applied to them, and it applies to us.
所以呢，这个经文是适合他们，也适合我们。
And the reason is this.
这个原因是这样。
The bridegroom was delayed.
这个新郎看起来是延迟的来到。
See, before Jesus told this parable to his disciples, he revealed to them that before the end comes, they will go through many tribulations.
耶稣在前面有跟他们说，当这个末后的日子来到之前，他们要经历很多的患难。
False prophets and false Christs will arise and lead many astray.
所以假的师父、假的基督、假的先知，很多就会这样出现。
The disciples will be delivered up to suffer and even be put to death.
这些门徒都要经历苦难，甚至有的要上吊生命。
They will be hated by the nations because of Jesus.
为了耶稣的缘故，万国都要痛恨他们。
Lawlessness will increase and the love of many will grow cold.
那个时候不法的事情会增多，很多人的心都冷淡了。
The disciples must have been shocked.
这些门徒听了一定会很惊讶。
Lord, we've given everything to follow you.
主啊，我们已经把一切都放下为了你。
But we're still not exempt from suffering?
我们难道我们还要继续经历这些苦难吗？
And you're saying as the end draws nearer, it will be worse for us.
并且你还说，当那个末日子近的时候，这个情况会更糟呢？
Today, Jesus' words have been partly fulfilled.
今天耶稣一些的话已经部分应验了。
It doesn't matter if you believe the rapture will come pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation.
无论你是相信这个叫做这个主前主后主中这个灾中灾后灾前的 OK
The point is that the time that has passed between Jesus' first coming and today have been long
但是呢我们都应该会感觉到耶稣第一次来跟他第二次来的这个日子好像很漫长啊。
It has tested the church and many have fallen away
这个漫长的日子原则上也试验了历代的教会，甚至有些人他们就退后了。
Speaking of falling away, maybe you're going to ask me if I think the foolish virgins are true believers or not.
讲到这个退后的事情，可能你会问，这五个愚拙的，他到底他们是相信主的还是不相信主的呢？
I think the foolish virgins are people who call themselves disciples but have not properly counted the cost and so they fall away.
我想这五个这个愚拙的可以说他们是跟随主，但是呢他们没有计算跟随主的代价。
Many abandon the faith because they are not ready for the hardships of the Christian walk.
很多人他们会背道，主要是因为他们没有去计算要跟随主的这个代价是多少。
Maybe they've started to admire Jesus, to see him as a wise man or a celebrity, but then hardships come and they change their minds.
可能开始的时候他们认为耶稣是一个伟大的一个人物，很吸引人。后面呢，但是他们看到遇到这些苦难的时候，他们就离开了。
I thought Jesus will help me.
我以为耶稣会帮助我。
Why did he bring me here to the Philippines?
为什么他把我带到这非人之地呢？
Where it's so hot.
非常的热。
The food is strange.
这个食物也有点怪怪的。
And I'm so lonely.
我又很孤单。
Why am I having difficulty learning all of these new languages?
我为什么要这么苦苦地学这些语言呢？
Why are my parents giving me difficult time?
为什么我的父母给我这个难处呢？
Why am I so unhappy?
为什么我现在这么不喜乐呢？
Some of you are going back to China.
我们当中很多人后面还要是要回到中国。
Where you might suffer great persecution.
也许在那个地方我们要面对很多的试炼。
When you remember BSOP, you might remember the face of your most difficult professor.
你可能那个时候就会想到在非圣的时候那个最刁难你的老师。
And maybe you will say, oh my goodness, life in BSOP was easy compared to this.
那个时候你就知道了，哎呀，原来在非圣这个真的是好命哦。
But I think whatever God teaches you here in this school, in this community, among these loving but sometimes difficult people, it is practice ground so you can withstand greater trials.
但是我相信上帝让你在这边可能训练你的人有时候给你很多的难处，但是其实是你学习的一个非常好的一个场地。
If you grumble and complain now, if you've stopped giving your best to Jesus now, what will happen to you when you face real tribulation?
如果这个时候你就已经在埋怨了，你想放弃了，那到时候你真正在服事工厂上遇到难处的时候又如何呢？
Jesus never kept it a secret that following him would be difficult.
耶稣从来没有保密说跟随他的人是要付代价，要背十字架，要遇见困难的。
If you are disappointed or surprised, let me quote something from the Church Father Augustine.
如果你灰心的话，那我再用一个教父的话来鼓励你们。
If you believe what you like about what Jesus taught and reject what you don't like, it is not Jesus you believe, but yourself.
Okay, let me. 这个有点长。
If you like, if you believe what you like about what Jesus taught.
如果你相信你认为你喜欢耶稣所教导的
and reject what you don't like,
然后你就拒绝你所不喜欢的
it is not Jesus you believe,
这样的话呢你相信的不是耶稣而是你自己。
yeah. What brought you to Jesus?
是什么把你引到耶稣的面前呢？
What led you to respond to his call to serve him?
是什么引导你愿意回应来跟随他呢？
Was it mere emotions?
只是一时的这个感情的冲动吗？
The preaching of some pastor?
或者你听到一篇很感动人的道理吗？
Whatever it is,
无论是什么，
if it is not Jesus himself,
如果不是耶稣本身，
it is not enough,
就不足够。
It will not be enough to carry you through the end,
就没有办法能够让你走到尽头。
Because Jesus' call,
因为耶稣呼召人
is not come and never be stressed.
不是说你来而没有压力
but come and die.
而是说你来跟从我，你要死。
The unprepared,
那些没有准备好的
prove themselves,
就证明自己
to have never been true disciples,
他们从来其实没有真正是主真实的门徒。
But fools indeed.
而真实是愚拙的。
To them, Jesus declares, "I do not know you."
对这样的人，耶稣会说：“我从来不认识你。”
However,
但是
if you feel,
你如果感觉
you are like one of these foolish virgins,
你就像这五个愚拙的童女。
Don't be afraid.
一方面不要害怕。
Right now, it's not yet too late.
现在还不会太迟。
The mistake of the foolish virgins was not that they fell asleep.
这个五个愚拙的他们的问题不是说他们打盹睡觉了。
But that they weren't there when the bridegroom came.
最重要的是新郎来的时候他们不在那里。
If they had woken up before the bridegroom came, gotten oil and come back, they wouldn't have been in trouble.
所以如果他们早一点醒过来买油还来得及。跟这个新郎在一起。
But the difficulty, of course, is we don't know when he is coming.
但是问题就在我们不知道新郎什么时候会来。
Or we don't know when we will go to him.
或者我们什么时候要见他。
So if you are being called to repent.
所以现在我们的呼唤就是我们要悔改。
Don't wait, repent now.
不要再等，现在就要悔改。
I am not telling you to lessen your ministry involvement.
我并不是说我们减少我们的这个服事的项目。
So you could focus on your family or on other things.
好，让你可以更加把焦点放在你的家庭或者其他的事上。
That's not for me to decide.
这个我不能够帮你做任何的选择或者决定。
It's for Dr. Shao.
是院长。
What I simply hope is that you will evaluate if you are still serving the Lord as you did in the early days of your passion and zeal.
但是呢，我希望你自己可以评估一下你现在服事主的那个热忱是不是跟当初还是一样呢？
If not, why?
如果不是了，或者退后了。是为什么呢？
Maybe you need a whole day with the Lord.
可能你需要安静下来一整天跟主在一起。
Take that day to talk with him.
用这一天来跟主交通。
Because the cost is simply too high.
因为如果以后失去的话，那个代价是不可思议的。
You do not want to wake up one morning having wasted 20, 50 years in ministry.
我希望你不会有一天早上你醒过来的时候，然后你说我过去这二十几年、五十多年的服事是空空的。
Some of you may even go for PhDs or lead big churches.
或者我们当中也许有的人会拿到博士，或者去带领很大的教会。
Or be fathers and mothers to future Christian leaders.
或者说你们以后所生的孩子是成为教会的领袖们。
You don't want to be doing all of these things to just wake up one day and realize you never knew the bridegroom at all.
希望你不会都做了这一些，而有一天你醒过来的时候，原来不认识那个新郎是谁。
The wise heed Jesus' warning and prepare to faithfully carry their responsibility.
聪明的人，他们是会警醒，听耶稣的话语。为自己好好的准备。
Because they love the bridegroom.
主要是因为他们爱新郎本身。
If there is one thing,
如果有一件事
that I would like you to take home today,
也就今天你要带回到你的寝室里面。
It is this.
就是这样。
Jesus's love for us.
Jesus's
love for us.
耶稣对我们的爱。
And our love for him.
我们对他的爱。
Is the only oil that will keep our lamps burning.
这是唯一的油，会让我们的灯继续的发光。
Let me repeat.
让我再重复一次，耶稣对我们的爱。
And our love for him.
我们对主耶稣的爱。
Is the only oil that will keep our lamps burning.
是那唯一的油，能够让我们的灯继续的发光。
As we end this morning, could I just invite you to close your eyes and bow down your heads?
我们结束的时候，邀请大家，我们低头，闭上我们的眼睛。
I would just like you to spend a few seconds.
我们用一点点的时间。
To search your hearts.
来省察我们自己的心。
And think of one area.
然后想到某一个层面。
Where you are failing to give God your best.
在哪里你没有把你最好的给神？
Ask yourself.
我们可以问问自己。
Am I still doing it for Jesus?
我做这些事情还是为主做吗？
Or maybe just because I'm forced to.
或者是因为我不得已要做呢？
And if it is any of these things,
啊，这任何的一件事情，
will you just take this time?
啊，我们要用这个时间，
to recommit it back to God.
啊，我们再把这些事情交给我们的主。
Let's pray.
啊，我们一起祷告。
Father,
天父，
we thank you.
我们感谢你。
Because you never leave us alone.
因为你不会留我们而不顾。
We can depend on your grace.
啊，我们可以依靠你的恩典。
Throughout the responsibilities,
就在我们一切的责任的当中，
that you have given us,
你交给我们的，
please help us,
求你帮助我们，
to find joy once again,
能够在做这些事情的时候，我们还是有喜乐，
in doing these things,
啊，来做这些事情，
as we learn to trust in you,
当我们在学习继续信靠你，
to be more courageous,
能够更加的勇敢。
To love you above everything.
能够爱你超过一切。
May you make the works of our hands.
愿主你坚固我们手所做的工。
Fruitful.
啊，能够啊，能够有更多的果子。
You are our God.
你是我们的神。
And we love you.
我们爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。